I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Last week, you heard part one of a part two show about cats as therapy animals. In part one, I shared some quotes from Deborah Gibbs. She is the program director for Tufts University Pause for People program. This program provided pet therapy teams for the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. One of those teams included a cat. In part two, I will be talking more about cats as therapy animals and if your kitty can be one. Cats are particularly wonderful for helping older people with dementia to access memories. People suffering from dementia are often socially withdrawn, so if you can bring an animal in, especially a cat, it may stimulate memories, says Gibbs. Perhaps they needed to leave a cat at home. You may hear, "We had a cat." Then you can ask, "Was your cat as big as my cat? Did it have long hair or short? What was its name?" We hear from the staff that after these kinds of interactions, people often stay more social and more engaged after the therapy animal is left. Sometimes the effect lasts for many days. Therapy cats can also be comforting toward the end of life. Cats like to sit on the beds of people receiving hospice care, says Gibbs. They not only comfort people in their last weeks or days, she says, but also provide respite for family members. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. But first, a reminder of what's new at Kibbles and Gifts and some great values that await your pets. Made in the USA, ceramic pet bowls by Poochie Bills. They make for a great gift item and also a beautiful accent to any pet lover's home. Hot off the press, new styles of Molly Mutt pet bed duvet covers and tote bags. Our Molly Mutt friends are local from Berkeley. And on sale at Kibbles and Gifts, 3-pound primal raw dog food. Select formulas only. $15.99. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now, let's talk about if your kitty can be a therapy animal. While some cats can be wonderful therapy animals, it does take a certain disposition. A good therapy cat, says Gibbs, is inherently laid back, used to being handled and picked up, and not overly reactive to abrupt noises. Therapy cats need to be tolerant of different tones of voices, including people with speech or hearing impediments who may speak loudly. And a therapy cat needs to be tolerant of being touched awkwardly. With some disabilities, some people may not be able to stroke a cat gently, she says. If a cat has the right disposition to start with, tolerance in a different situation can often be taught. Therapy cats also have to wear a halter and leash. You don't have to walk with it, but the cat needs to tolerate it, she says. Your cat will also need to be comfortable traveling in a cat carrier. The hardest part of making cats into good therapy animals is getting them used to traveling, says Gibbs. If you're interested in exploring a pet therapy opportunity for your cat, the best place to start is with Pet Partners. They offer evaluation and training. Cats are easy to evaluate, says Gibbs. They're either going to be good at it or they won't. I have 3 cats at home and none of them are good candidates. If you're interested in finding out, contact Pet Partners to find out about training and evaluation at petpartners.org. Before you go, get your cat acclimated. Go to a pet store where you can bring your cat in, suggests Gibbs. Get your cat used to being petted by different kinds of people. Many cats are afraid of carriers because they associate them with only going to the vet. Start taking your cat to different, perhaps more pleasant places. Pet therapy benefits patients, but it also benefits the handlers and pets. I'd be hard-pressed to pick which one benefits the most, says Gibbs. Pets can become more outgoing and relaxed. Handlers get to see their beloved pets bring joy and peace to people in need. As for the recipients, a regular pet therapy visitation is often the highlight of the week. Getting your pet into pet therapy work, regardless of the species, is a great way to bond with him and a wonderful contribution to society. Until next week, This is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.